Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. At least 11 people are missing after continued rainfall hit many parts of Guangdong province in South China. Search and rescue operations are underway. Recent heavy downpours have affected many cities, including Shaoguan, Guangzhou, and Meizhou. Local authorities have relocated over 53,000 people. As of Sunday, 38 hydrological stations in the province reported water levels beyond the alert threshold. Persistent rain is expected in the week ahead. Neighboring Fujian and Guangxi are also bracing for unusual wet conditions. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says his country will always be Cambodia's most trustworthy partner and strongest supporter. He made the remarks when meeting Cambodian King Norodom Sihamoni in Phnom Penh. Wang said China is willing to work closely with Cambodia to achieve common development and keep the construction of the China-Cambodia community with a shared future at the forefront of the times. Sihamoni thanked China for its selfless support and assistance. He said Cambodia firmly adheres to the One China policy and actively supports global initiatives proposed by China. Wang Yi also met with his Cambodian counterpart, Sokchanda Sophia, said Cambodia opposes external forces creating disturbances in the region and is willing to work with China to achieve prosperity and safeguard peace. Selkina Aluwalia has more.
One of the reasons that make this visit special is that it coincides with Cambodia and China's year of people-to-people exchange. Over the years, China has also assisted Cambodia in possibly building smart city projects. We know that the world is heading towards the use of AI and other advanced technologies. Cambodia wants to be a part of that growth, and China can help the country get there. Being here in the capital city, it's clear that China's influence is very important and beneficial. A lot of the infrastructure, ports, and roads that we see were built by China under projects such as the Belt and Road Initiative.
The Chinese ambassador to the United States says China does not see the Thucydides trap as inevitable. Xie Feng made the comment during a fireside chat with Professor Graham Allison at Harvard University, who pioneered the concept over a decade ago. Xie said China is willing to work with the U.S. based on the principles of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation. He pointed out that the two countries share the world's most important bilateral relationship, and whether the eight-decade-long peace and development will last depends largely on finding the right way to get along in the new era. The Chinese diplomat stressed that no countries can ride in separate boats in such a globalized world, and in order to survive, they must sail one giant ship together for a shared future. Iraqi security sources say at least five rockets were launched from the town of Zumar towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria on Sunday. This is the first since early February when Iranian-backed groups in Iraq stopped their attacks against U.S. troops. It also came just one day after the Iraqi Prime Minister returned from a visit to the United States and met with President Joe Biden at the White House. There has been no response from Washington. China has expressed regret over Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida sending a ritual offering to the notorious Yasukuni Shrine. The Chinese embassy in Japan called on the country to reflect on its wartime atrocities and discard militarism. Meantime, the South Korean Foreign Ministry is also urging Japan to face up to history and show sincere remorse for its past actions. The Yasukuni Shrine in central Tokyo honors 14 convicted Class A criminals from World War II. It has long been a source of diplomatic friction between Japan and its neighbors. Over 60 people have died in the Central African Republic after an overcrowded ferry capsized on the Mpoko River near the capital. Most of the 300 people on board are said to have been on their way to a funeral. Footage from the scene shows people falling or jumping into the water trying to reach the banks of the river. Local officials warn the number of casualties could rise further. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.